Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Don't let your troubles make you cry. Don't waste a moment wondering why.
That's a better rhythm section bringing this back. When everything goes wrong,
you have to go on,
you have to go on and do it or die. Small business owners, that's you. That's me. That's what we do. We're all in. That's how I say it, folks. When I talk about when people wonder about the difference between, you know, a small business CEO and a big business CEO, you and I are all in. We're not just all in with our business, assets and our business, all the business stuff. We're all in with everything, our life, our personal stuff, our time, our spirit, we're all in. And that's the reason why I'm so proud of you. The reason why I know Bill Dunkelberg is so proud of you. Bill is with us. Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, chief economist at National Federation of Independent Business and professor of economics, Temple University, the owner, the founder of the Gold Standard for Small Business Indexes. Bill, thanks again for hanging out with us. I want to leave the labor thing for the last segment, okay? Can we move on down?
Sure.
Let's talk about capital spending. That's an up arrow, isn't it?
Well, the nice thing about capital spending is that even though the plans to make capital spending, we ask them, you know, do you plan to make any outlays in the next 3 months? Those have been stable at the best number we've seen for years, but historically low, one of those things.
Mm-hmm.
It's been really stable for the last few months, but reports of actual outlays, that is, what did you do in the last 6 months, have been, you know, gradually coming up and coming up and coming up. So we saw another uptick of a couple of points in the percent of owners who said, yeah, I made, you know, I bought new equipment, I expanded my business. So the fact that, you know, they're doing it is certainly good news for the economy, even though they didn't think they were going to do it when I asked them, you know, a few months ago.
Well, and I do, as you know, I report on another survey. It's more of a internal survey kind of thing because it's among partners with the Tatum Group, but it's interesting to see how your numbers correspond with their numbers, and their numbers, as I remember on the CapEx thing, were up too.
Yeah, well, that's good news because we need it. You know, now one reason they might be up is just that, I mean, it's been a long time.
These wear out, don't they?
So right, I mean, so the roofs are leaking, and the equipment does wear out. And even though you're not expanding your business, when the machine stops and it's not worth trying to fix, then you got to buy a new one. And the longer we go, of course, the more that depreciation happens. So we replace it and keep it.
Right.
But the point is, it's good spending. It helps GDP, helps create jobs. So we're glad to see it.
Well, in an article and a video I wrote and did this week, I talked about, you know, the difference. One of the elements of capital of a capital investment is replacement and upgrade.
Right.
You know, it's not repair. Repair is cash. But when you replace something, when you upgrade it for whatever reason, it's worn out or it can't be repaired anymore, or you can get a better product, a better machine. Then those are capital items, and that's where where things go from being a cash item of repair to a capital item of replacement.
Right. That's good.
What about the credit markets? I always like tying CapEx with credit.
Well, you know, not much is happening on the credit markets. We still have only 4% who say it's a top problem, their top business problem, while 22% say weak sales, but that's down from 33 a year and a half ago. That's good. Almost an equal number, 21% say taxes are their top problem, and another 21% say useless regulations and red tape are my top problem. So, you know, that never goes away.
But not credit, folks, when you hear politicians talking about, you know, why are we going to get small business owners more the capital they need? It allows them, Bill, to blame the problem on banks and try to divert the attention off of them for the taxes and the regulations.
Right. About 2/3 of our owners say we're not interested in the loan. So I think all those, and at my little bank, you know, and all the banks I talk to when I speak to banking groups, they all have money to lend. We have money to lend. We don't have people good, we don't have good credit risk coming in and asking for it. And I think that's because they're all on the sidelines waiting for a good reason to borrow money and take risks because, of course, they have to pay the loan back. So they're not going to put it into something they're not pretty sure of. Giving them a cash flow to repay the loan, and so
and
right
it's because they're not optimistic about sales, isn't it?
No, they're not optimistic about the economy. They're scared to death about Washington. We have now of those who said it's a bad time to expand, which is almost everybody. Only 8% said it was a good time to expand. Of those who said it's a bad time to expand, we have a new record high percent saying because of the political uncertainty. They don't know what's going to happen to anything. Taxes, health care, will the economy crash and burn? Will financial markets go down the tubes again? It's all uncertain for them. They don't have any certainty.
Well, and all of the whole political kabuki dance that's going on right now in both parties and among both parties is not contributing to that, is it? To resolution?
No, certainly not. As I said, we got all these people running for president. Don't believe any of them because they're running for president.
Well, I don't really listen to them. I mean, I'm ready for this thing to get resolved, and to be able to really compare the difference between the two parties.
Yep.
Are you concerned that the Republican Party is? I mean, the Democrats did it 4 years ago with Clinton and Obama. Is this more or less damaging the Republicans than it was for the Democrats in those days?
Yeah, you know, it's really hard. It's hard to say. There are two sides to that. One is, you know, we're showing all of these kind of flaws and
the dirty laundry
agreements that can be exploited. The other is we're strengthening ourselves and getting it together.
Well, then so, we're also getting those things out so we don't have to talk about them anymore, I guess.
Exactly. We'll have a resolution.
Whichever party is doing that, that's what happens. Tintail, when we come back, I want to talk about unemployment or employment and a couple of different indexes that I want you to know about. Stay with us, Tintail.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.